This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The BTS boys became millionaires with an impressive initial public offering of their label, Big Hit Entertainment. It averaged approximately $115 per share, the biggest South Korean market debut in over 3 years, which values the label at over $4 billion. Each member of BTS got around 68,000 shares, putting $7.9 million in their pockets. Not bad. Apple has announced that it will be releasing its Billie Eilish documentary in theaters and on the Apple TV Plus streaming platform in February. Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, directed by RJ Cutler, follows the life of the pop star after the release of her blockbuster debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, which earned her 5 Grammys and green hair. Check it out. Taylor Swift has surpassed Whitney Houston for the most weeks at number one by a woman on the Billboard 200 album chart. Swift's latest, Folklore, has sat on top for 7 non-consecutive weeks, giving her a total of 47 weeks, one more than Houston. Swift had a recent boost following the Academy of Country Music Awards, where she performed Betty off Folklore live. Cool! Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels doubts that the long-running sketch show has seen the last of Kate McKinnon's popular Ruth Bader Ginsburg character. The NBC sketch show returned with guest host Chris Rock and musical guest Megan Thee Stallion. Unlike last spring, the cast appeared live in front of a studio audience rather than Zoom tape bits. Pete Davidson said, "We're back on?" Meanwhile, Jim Carrey will portray Joe Biden on SNL this season. Show creator Lorne Michaels said, quote, "Jim is brilliant, and he cares deeply about the country and what's going on. He wants to have a voice in this. He's always come through brilliantly, and I think what he will bring to this part will be stunning and possibly transcend comedy," unquote. Well, alrighty then. Samuel L. Jackson could be strapping on that eye patch for a while longer. Disney Plus is developing a series centered on Jackson's MCU character, Nick Fury. Jackson made his first appearance as the S.H.I.E.L.D. leader in 2008's Iron Man, which served as the inaugural film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's since popped up in numerous Marvel movies. Awesome. Fox News won a court case by arguing that no reasonable viewer takes Tucker Carlson seriously. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit against Fox News after lawyers for the network argued that no reasonable viewer would actually believe the primetime star. Carlson has made many controversial statements, but I guess we're not supposed to take him seriously. Idiot. Netflix has hired big-screen superheroes Chris Hemsworth, Journey Smollett, and Miles Teller for their new film, Spiderhead. The drama, based on the George Saunders short story Escape from Spiderhead, is set in the near future and follows two convicts who accept an offer to become medical subjects in exchange for reduced sentences. But the drugs are emotion-altering. Uh-oh. Mark Brown got a cold call from Prince in 1981 to join his band, The Revolution. But years later, then rechristened Brown Mark by Prince, the bassist claims that the rock star had bilked him out of millions in songwriting royalties. As related in Brown Mark's new memoir, My Life in the Purple Kingdom, playing with Prince was the best of times and the worst of times. Check it out. Max Eric is revealing how he found out about his split from Demi Lovato. The 29-year-old actor said he learned of the breakup news online, saying, quote, "I was on the set of my new movie, Southern Gospel, with the crew and the cast members right next to me, who literally watched me open my phone, where I then opened a tabloid," unquote. Demi, sorry, but not sorry. Sienna Miller, who co-starred in 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman, revealed that the late actor contributed a portion of his salary from the film to her so she could work as a co-producer on the movie. Boseman also played a role in securing her the role of Detective Frankie Burns in the film. Miller was going to take a break, but agreed to work with Boseman. She's glad she did. James Cameron has finished shooting Avatar 2, while Avatar 3 is 95% complete. He offered the updates during a video chat with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who starred in Cameron's The Terminator. Avatar 2 is set for 2022, Avatar 3 in 24, Avatar 4 in 26, and Avatar 5 in 28. Do we really need all those sequels? The new Resident Evil Infinite Darkness series is coming to Netflix. It will focus on series mainstays Leon S. Kennedy and Claire Redfield as part of Tokyo Game Show. It's described as an original CG anime series with a horror action vibe, adding suspense to reveal a Resident Evil world unlike anything seen before. So much for getting off the couch. The Simpsons premiered its record 32nd season to big numbers, mainly thanks to a strong NFL lead-in. The return of the show delivered a 2.0 rating and drew 5.5 million total viewers. That's more than double the previous season premiere. The rest of the animated lineup did well too. Bless the Hearts, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy. Well, that just makes me animated. The Trash Bin. Battlestar Galactica actress and NXIVM devotee Nikki Klein, the wife of former Smallville star Allison Mack, defended the sex cult, saying she wouldn't trade her experiences in it for anything. Klein said, quote, "It's unfortunate the word NXIVM is now synonymous with the term sex cult. I don't even know how to define what that is," unquote. It's defined nuts.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix is likely to raise subscription prices soon, but it won't likely suffer a major backlash. Roku stock jumped after NBC Universal's Peacock app launched on it. Uber was granted an 18-month London license as a judge overturned the ban. Amazon Prime Day has been set for October 13th and 14th after the coronavirus delayed the original summer date. Better start saving up now.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tenet is the top film for the fifth week.
The number one album.
Machine Gun Kelly, Tickets to My Downfall is the best-selling album in the country.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Crossfire.
The number one book.
Bob Woodward's Rage is the top nonfiction book for the second week.
Travis Scott was hit with a fine by police due to an unauthorized event celebrating the launch of Travis's McDonald's meal. About 500 fans attended the event, which was held at the world's very first McDonald's. A source said, quote, "The visit was supposed to be a surprise and not meant to cause any hysteria. His fans found out before he even arrived and flooded the McDonald's. Travis will comply and pay all fines associated with the incident," unquote. Scott didn't obtain the needed permits to have a gathering of over 200 people or film at McDonald's, according to citations. Scott was fined $200, which would buy about 35 of his Happy Meals. He also dropped a new track, and we love it. Here's Travis Scott featuring Young Thug and MIA with the Song of the Week, Franchise.
Yep, in my white tee, yeah, call up Mike Williams for the hype, please. They gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes. Cacti's not no iced tea. Got them bamboozled like I'm Spike Lee. You need more than Google just to find me. I just call a beta, get a hyphy.
Ooh. Incredible, general.
I just start the label just to sign me. Me and Chase connected like we Siamese. We been on a rapper like a crime spree. Talk to me nicely, yeah. I seen his face, seen it. Yeah, on his white tee.
Let's go, yeah. Yeah, call the Sprite people.
Call them, hold on.
Private flight franchise.
On private flight.
Popped him in his hands, he was typing.
Caterpillar Rari, I fought to lift it up. I went on the stage.
That was Travis Scott featuring Young Thug and MIA with the Song of the Week. Franchise. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.